Good afternoon. You know, people are the only investment that lasts forever. And that's why God would invest his own son in the redemption and the rescue of humanity. This story is fun to me because there are humorous things about this story. There are like four different times when this man, after healed, gets asked, how did this happen? I'd reckon read through verse 14 because it emphasizes, and it was on the Sabbath that Jesus made the mud and healed the man's blindness, healed his eyes. But after he gets healed, the group of people, and it says his neighbors were standing around arguing as to whether or not this was actually him. And he's going, in the language, it's me, I'm really me, it's just me. How hard is it? So hard to believe, isn't it, in the miraculous and what we can't rationalize. And because of that, we limit God's nature. We think that God can only do things that I can reason that makes sense. But God's nature goes way beyond that. And then the Pharisees decide to interview him, and they're asking him how. And every time he tells the story, he says, well, this man, Jesus, put mud in my eyes, and then I got healed. And so after, they didn't like his answers, and so they got his parents to come in, and they said, how did this guy get healed? And is this your son? They said, well, yeah, he's my son. He was born blind. You know, who did it and how he did it, I don't know. And they were lying because they were afraid the Pharisees would kick them out of synagogue, out of church. Not that much different than today in a lot of churches. And then they brought the guy back in again, asked him the question again, how it happened. But there's something here that's really fascinating to me, because just remember again what Jesus said. And for CTKers, the accumulation of what I'm sharing this week will be in the sermon, I think. Pretty sure Sunday has a word for all of us. But again, when they see the man who's born blind, when Jesus sees him, and they ask the question, was his sin or his parents' sin? Jesus said it was neither this man's sin nor his parents', but it was that God's works may be displayed in him, that God's nature would be revealed in him. And then Jesus said, we must work the works of him who sent me, as long as it is day. Night is coming when no man can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. So again, just to reiterate what we said yesterday, is that Jesus is defining to them, his followers, what their assignment in life is. And we know our calling is to be Christ-like, not by imitation, but by participation and manifestation, by participating in his life and manifesting his life. But the assignment is the same one Jesus always had, that while it's still day, while you're still alive as a human on this earth, to dispel darkness every time you see it, to overcome evil with the goodness of God every time you see it, not just in saying kind words, but in signs and wonders and miracles and all kinds of stuff. So then he describes what happened in verse 6. And I've always wondered why Jesus did it the way he did it. He says this, and he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and applied the clay to his eyes and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. And so he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and those who previously saw him as a beggar were saying repeatedly, is not this the one who used to sit and beg? And others were saying repeatedly, this is he. And still others were saying, no, but he's like him. But the man himself kept saying, I'm the one. And therefore they were saying to him, how then were your eyes open? And he answered and said this, the man who is called Jesus, and the word Jesus in their language means God saves, the one who's called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. And so I went away and washed and received my sight. Now, when Jesus spat on the ground, it must have been a pretty nice wad to create enough clay to get the, I mean, it wasn't like a little, like you'd think Jesus being Jesus wouldn't do something tacky, but this was tacky. And he just spit mouthfuls and made clay out of this dirt, and then put it in the man's eyes, and then tell him to go wash, be healed. Jesus never used the word anointed. But when the man's explaining it to the people, he says, he anointed my eyes with clay. So I've always thought in terms of there's truth to the fact that God can do anything he wants to. And sometimes he does things that are weird, right? And he has the right to do those kind of things. This was kind of weird. The man was already blind, and then he puts mud in his eyes. But the man said the mud was anointed. He anointed my eyes with mud, and I was healed. Now again, the pool Siloam means sent. And I've never understood fully until today why Jesus did the way he did it. Now think in terms of the boys he's talking to, his disciples. When Jesus says, this man's born blind, they've been around Jesus long enough to know that Jesus was about to be up to something. And then they ask the simple question, because they're concerned with sin consciousness. They're asked the question, so was it his sin or his parents' sin? And Jesus said, it's neither one of their sin. He said, he even later says, if you're blind, he was telling the Pharisees, he said, if you're blind, there's no sin. But if you think you see, there's sin. Isn't it interesting? Their unbelief, they're thinking they know everything, Jesus, that's the sin that concerns me. He said, all this blindness did with this man was qualify him for God to display his works in him, to reveal his nature, the goodness of God, the power of God. And then Jesus makes this statement. And I think it was part of the discipleship, of course, but I would imagine when I think about some of the conversations these guys had with each other, like the Last Supper, when Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me, and I get in an argument with each other about which one it might be. And then one gospel, each of them said, is it me, Lord? Is it me? So they struggled with a lot of stuff that we struggle with. Feeling unworthy. I didn't always get it right. You ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like, well, I don't know if God can really bless me because it wasn't my best week, or I had some weird thoughts, or this was not, I mean, it's not that I don't feel so holy all the time. My faith is not where I think it should be. Do you? Not worthy? Because of sin consciousness. And you see that whole issue all throughout this whole chapter about everybody talking about their sins. And so when Jesus said, we must work the works of him who sent me, for a man can only work while it's light, but the day is coming when a man can't work. So Jesus is saying, this is your assignment, and your time is short. Your life expectancy as a human being is a short one, and therefore, while it is still day, we must confront evil in whatever form it is, human brokenness, and dispel darkness and reveal the nature of God. Now, I would imagine that a lot of those guys were like going, well, we? Like, you're Jesus, but me? And so what did Jesus do? How did God create us? Out of what? Dirt, dust. And Jesus spits into dirt and makes an ointment, kind of like. And the man says, he anointed my eyes. Why did Jesus do it with mud? Because he's trying to say something to these disciples. And he's saying something to every disciple that was going to come in the generations. That your assignment is to confront evil in whatever form it takes in human brokenness. And to dispel the darkness and reveal the nature of God. And I can use mud. I can use dirt. I can anoint wet dirt to reveal God's nature. He was speaking to them prophetically. Yes, I know that you think you're but dirt, but I am actually clothed in your humanity. And I did this healing, not as God. I did this healing by stewarding God. And he worked through my humanity that's been tempted in every way like you've been tempted. Therefore, the fact that God could do this through me isn't just proof that I'm the Messiah. It's proof that God can use the dirt of our humanity. Do you see that? He was speaking to them. He said, we. And then he said, go to the pool called Siloam, which was translated sent. There were other pools. Why that one? Because in John 20, 21, when he breathes on them the Holy Spirit, he said, peace be with you. Just as the Father has sent me, so send I you. Why did he say peace to them first? Because he knows and he knew. I mean, Peter had just denied him. They had all fled the cross. Only John came back, but he fled originally. Judas had done what he did. I mean, the group was a mess. He said, be at peace. I know exactly who you are, and I know that you're made out of dust. And because of the fall, you become so dirt conscious in your own life, you think I can't use you. But it's you. I use dirt. I'll anoint dirt to reveal God's nature and to bring healing in whatever form to fallen and broken humanity. You're the sent ones. Isn't that a cool thing? Isn't that encouraging to you? Remember, the foundation of religion is sin consciousness. Because when you walk around just being dirt conscious instead of Jesus conscious, and Jesus has clothed himself in your humanity, just like he was clothed in your humanity in the incarnation, you were there in him when this happened. He's already proven to you that clothed in your humanity, he can do anything. He's healed the blind, clothed in your humanity. Your dirt, my dirt, is not a disqualifier. But when you live in sin consciousness, you live in religion, and you immediately start to begin to think of what I got to do to get my act together. What more thing do I need to add to my spirituality? How many more minutes do I need to pray or fast or whatever so that I'll be in a position where God can use me? And God's saying, Jesus is saying, we must do the works, and I'll anoint dirt. Yeah, that's such an encouragement to me, y'all. Because sometimes you don't feel very spiritual, do you? But you know what? He always feels spiritual, so it doesn't matter how you feel. He can just use, anoint the dirt of your humanity. In your weakness, his strength is made perfect. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So I hope you can hear this word again Sunday, and it won't seem like an old word. But I'm sure that I'll hang out, Lord, and get some new stuff. But it's a game changer to understand what is your assignment in life, to gather as much stuff as you possibly can. That's an American, Western, wealth-oriented mindset. Let me just tell you, that's not how they think in Africa. Our assignment is to advance the kingdom, to enforce the reign of Christ. Okay.